Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Jaden, what is the plan this
week? Yeah, we're still listing them as day-to-day, and then as we get into Wednesday, I'll be more qualified to, you know, hit us on what types of practice and what we can hit on to go. So he went through some things today, some more tomorrow, and that'll lead us up into Wednesday. But when we get together prior to practice, I'll have a better idea for the plan. We've not nailed that down for the week as of yet.
Dan Quinn yesterday essentially saying the same thing that he said last week about Jaden Daniels, day-to-day. We'll have more for you on Wednesday. But there was another question to Quinn during the presser yesterday about Jaden Daniels that also included Marcus Mariota and his impact on the timing of the return of Jaden Daniels. I want you to hear his answer to that one, and I will play it for you in a few minutes. Good morning, everybody. How about that Monday night game last night?
They pitch to Gibbs. Touchdown!
Joe Buck on the call. That was the go-ahead touchdown. 28-21 on the first play of the fourth quarter. A fourth and goal, a fourth and one at the Baltimore 4. I loved the play. If you saw the play, it was a handoff to Amon-Ra St. Brown in the backfield, and he ran the option and pitched it to Gibbs. Now, I don't know if it was a true option where he had the option to keep it. That is a play that Norv Turner created for Brian Mitchell. The Redskins ran that play when Norv Turner was the coach and Brian Mitchell was in the backfield. Whoever the running back was, it didn't matter. Brian was essentially the quarterback running the option. So they'd hand the ball off or pitch it to Brian, and then they'd have a back, Steven Davis or another back, where Brian would run the option as a halfback out of the backfield because he was a former quarterback. I haven't seen that play a lot in recent years. The Lions ran it last night, and that was a football game, man. That was surprising from this standpoint. Detroit dominated Baltimore at the line of scrimmage, really on both sides of the ball. They rushed for 224 yards against the Ravens defense. The Ravens defense was missing key pieces. I get that. David Montgomery, how about 12 carries for 151 yards? He had a 72-yarder where he got caught from behind, but there's nothing wrong with averaging 12.6 yards per carry and rushing for two touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 carries, 67 yards, two touchdowns for him. Jared Goff doesn't need to run because if you protect Jared Goff in the rhythm of an offense like the one he's in, he is really, really good. 20 of 28, 202 yards, a touchdown. No mistakes for the Lions last night. One massive mistake for the Ravens last night. Derrick Henry, in his entire career, had only had two fourth-quarter fumbles coming into this season. He's got two fourth quarter fumbles now that have cost the Ravens dearly in their two losses. Baltimore is 1-2 after a 38-30 loss at home last night. Remember what we've talked about when it comes to week one being a complete and utter fool's gold head fake? How about the Lions in week one and the Lions now? That offensive, you know, concern, Ben Johnson's not here anymore. Did you see how bad the offense was? They've now put up 90 points in the last two games over the Bears and the Ravens. By the way, the NFC is now 9-3 against the AFC through 3 weeks. What does that mean? Well, it's early, but if the NFC ends up with that kind of an advantage all season long over the AFC, once again, as we've talked about, you know, the NFC last year being really difficult to make the postseason, it'll be difficult again to make the postseason. You'll need, at the very least, 10-7. If that kind of advantage over the AFC continues, and maybe more. Remember last year, Green Bay was the 7 seed, the last one in at 11-6. Seattle was left out at 10-7. 9-3, the NFC over the AFC to date. That, of course, can change, but the NFC is top-heavy, mid-heavy, and just loaded, really, compared to the AFC this year. But God, that was a hell of a football game. In that game, how about these drives for the Lions? They had an 18-play, 98-yard drive that took 10 minutes and 48 seconds. That's the longest drive of the NFL season so far. 18 plays, 98 yards, 10 minutes and 48 seconds. That is basically a drive in which you are getting first downs on basically third downs and maybe even fourth downs, although I don't think they had a fourth down on that drive. They may have. Instead of chunk yards on first and second down. And you're just barely making the first downs. They also had a drive of 7 plays, 96 yards against the Ravens on the road on Monday night. The Lions don't look any different offensively than they looked last year, even with a new offensive coordinator and play calling. And where they look different right now is on defense, because Aiden Hutchinson is the guy that stripped it, punched out the Derrick Henry fumble. Plus, number 96, I don't know who he is. His last name's Muhammad. I've never heard of him. He had 2.5 sacks last night. They sacked Lamar 7 times in the game. 7 times. The Lions look legit. And remember last year's demise, which came in the divisional round of the postseason against our team, in part came about because they lost and had lost at that point so many players on defense. Injuries do impact seasons. There is no doubt about it. And Washington is banged up right now. Will Harris on IR. They did end up signing Darnell Savage yesterday. You know, Savage was released last week by Jacksonville after signing a deal before the 2024 season to go from Green Bay to Jacksonville. And Savage was a good player in Green Bay. He was. The issue, I guess, is coaching staff, regime change in Jacksonville, and, you know, not a fit for whatever they were doing. So Washington worked him out. They ended up signing the former Terp. And I mentioned this yesterday, but he was the guy that, you know, Kyle Smith and Jay Gruden and everybody that was a part of the organization, he was the guy that the guys that actually put the work in on the draft in 2019, not the owner, but actually the front office, the general manager, the scouts, etc. He was a guy that they were targeting in a big way until Dan walked into the room and said, no, we're going to take Dwayne Haskins. And Savage went six picks later, to the Packers at number 21 overall. Washington ended up trading back into the first round and selecting the other guy that they liked a lot, which was Montgomery. Montez Sweat. But Savage comes in for Will Harris. Lattimore, the other injury news we heard yesterday from the head coach, cleared concussion protocol, so he should be fine. Everybody else we're going to hear about, really, as the week goes on, and Wednesday will be the first day. And as it relates to Jaden, you know, what he said about, you know, day-to-day, Wednesday this week, other than he did get an MRI and it is a knee, which is what we got last week, it was basically the same thing. And on Wednesday, we won't get anything unless he practices. We'll get, you know, an update on his physical activity. But the key on Wednesday will be, does Jaden practice? Because if he practices, obviously that is a very good indication that he is going to play on Sunday. If he doesn't practice on Wednesday, then they'll play it out until Friday. You know, I would say that if he doesn't practice on Wednesday, unlike last week, then we know that this injury was a little bit more than just a tweak or a sprain. And then we got to start wondering about how long he could potentially be out. But we'll deal with that on Wednesday. Meantime, there was a follow-up question on Jaden yesterday. J.P. Finley asked the question of the coach. It was an interesting one. Listen to the question and listen to the coach's answer.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling all right. Last night you talked about how impressed you were with Marcus. What, if any, impact does Marcus's play against the Raiders have on Jaden's timeline and the practice plan and everything for Jaden going against Atlanta?
Yeah, I think, JP, you probably heard me talk. I was probably one of the least surprised people in the stadium that he played well. Like, I just see him. I know what he is and how it goes. But as far as tying one to the other, that's not part of the deal. We just have a lot of trust in him and how we would go about it. But, man, we'll lean into the medical people and where we're at and what to do. But that type of preparation for him, it's just that kind of steady, consistent way. So, but they're not tied together, to answer your question.
They're not tied together, to answer your question. You know, he certainly appreciates the question. He's not about to go to what some of you, not just Sabah, are willing to go to. And that is Marcus Mariota's performances, are they perhaps impacting the timing of bringing Jaden back? That's the right answer, and I believe it to be the answer. I don't think there's really a comparison between Marcus Mariota and Jaden Daniels. Not at all. This from Van. Van writes, Kevin, I'm not in Sabah's camp on the soft benching. If you missed yesterday, Sabah called in and suggested that Jaden has been soft benched. Not a term I'm familiar with. It might be more of a medical term. Sabah is a doctor. But soft bench meaning that he was okay to go, but they haven't been thrilled with his performance, and they used injury as an excuse to get Marcus Mariota onto the field. I know. It's Sabah. We'll deal with it. And of course, that's an absurd notion. But Van writes, I'm not in Sabah's camp on the soft benching, but is the team actually okay with Marcus Mariota at the helm for as long as they need him? Look, I had somebody else, and I'm looking for the emails. Somebody else wrote me and suggested, would they still be a playoff team with Marcus Mariota as the starting quarterback? What's really interesting about Marcus Mariota, and I said this after the game on Sunday and yesterday during our post-game show on Monday following the game, this is clearly his best fit of his career offensively. You know, he's, by the way, so emotional he was the other day. Max, do you have that piece of sound of Marcus so emotional after the game Sunday?
I do.
Max,
yes,
do you
I
have
do.
That? Can you play that for me, please?
Yes, give me one moment. I got to turn it up because it's a little quiet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
First of all, God is good. I just, this means a lot to me. So it was awesome. It was such a good group of guys that were dedicated to doing their best and executing. And it was fun to be a part of today.
Obviously it made you a little emotional there. Why?
A little bit. Just thinking about my journey. That's about it. You know, the ups and the downs, and I was a part of a great franchise with the Raiders, and to see some of these guys and to play against them, it was a lot of fun for me. And I'm just a part of such a great culture, and I'll never take that for granted. And I'm just truly blessed and truly appreciative of it.
Marcus Mariota's journey the last couple of years has been sort of well documented, and I mentioned to Ben yesterday when he was on. I can't remember, and I looked for the story, I could not find it. But I'll find it at some point. Basically, the story from Atlanta in 2022, where he had signed a two-year, you know, $19, $20 million deal to come in and basically be the starter. Desmond Ridder was a rookie, and they wanted Marcus Mariota to start for the Falcons that year. Remember the quarterback Netflix series with Cousins and Mahomes and Mariota. And, you know, all of a sudden, Mariota, who actually had a decent season, almost came here and won. But he got benched late in the year, or it was early to mid-December, and then was placed on injured reserve with a knee injury and essentially left the Falcons to go home. And there was in that quarterback Netflix series, there was a lot, you know, sort of talked about what happened to Marcus Mariota in the series. Like the last three or four episodes, there's no Mariota. He was dealing with a hell of a lot. You know, the relationship with Arthur Smith, the head coach, was very much strained at that point. He had been with Arthur Smith in Tennessee when he was a coordinator. He came back to the team. Ultimately, he was released after the season, and he signed a one-year deal to play in Philadelphia, in which he really never hit his stride. And in fact, there was real issues from a mental health standpoint with anxiety, yips, belief in himself, you know, out on the field, not being able to throw a football the proper way. There was a lot that was going on that you know, essentially he contemplated, what am I doing? Why am I still trying to do this? It's not making me happy. And then came Washington, and signing here in March of 2024, and a one-year deal to back up a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And you could hear the emotion if you've watched that video of the sideline reporter for Fox interviewing Marcus. He's very emotional and talks about, you know, the culture here and the people here. And in the post game on Sunday, he just talked about what a blessing it has been to land in this spot. It has essentially resurrected not just his career, but the way he feels about football. And I was thinking about this, and I'll get back to, you know, Mariota's play here and whether or not that impacts the timing of Jaden's return. But, you know, Marcus Mariota is only 31 years old. He turns 32 at the end of next month, October 30th. there will likely be opportunities for Mariota at the end of this season. If, let's just say, this is the only start. Let's just say the Raiders game is the only start. Now he's got a start. He's got basically a 3.5-quarter performance from last year against Carolina. He's got the half against Dallas. You know, he's been resurrected as a player. You know, and we know how desperate teams get for quarterbacks. Not that Marcus would be a sign of desperation. There are other quarterbacks that would be much greater signs of desperation. That's kind of my point, is that at the end of this season, he signed a one-year, you know, basically $8, $9 million deal for here in Washington for a season. He may have an opportunity to go somewhere and be a starter next year, or certainly legitimately compete to be a starter. 32 years old at that position, you're basically in the middle of your prime years at that position. No other position in the league, but that position. And he's learned a lot, and he's developed a lot. But what will be interesting is he very much strikes me as more about, you know, the person, what's best for him personally, more so than professionally. You know, the opportunity to start somewhere else may not be what he ultimately desires if the situation isn't what it is here. Which, by the way, is so crazy to begin with. Just the talk that we've heard about this organization now. You know, the culture, the people want to be here. It's, you know, stellar in every sense of the word and every sense of organizational culture. I mean, it just wasn't that way for 25 years. And now it is all of a sudden. But he may choose at 32 years old to come back here. You know, maybe sign a multi-year deal to be Jaden's backup. You know, at 32, 33, 34, 35 years old, in the right offense with the right people and in a place that he's happy, he could be the backup quarterback here for the next several years. It doesn't have to just be last year and this year. He's not old for the position. And we saw what he looked like on Sunday. Incredibly fit, incredibly spry. I mean, that looked like Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota on Sunday. Now, back to, you know, Quinn, you know, saying what he said, which is, you know, this is, you know, this in terms of whether or not they're tied together, you know, Marcus's performance, Jaden's return to play. No, they're not tied together, and they shouldn't be. You know, we can't get, you know, crazy here after a phenomenal performance. By the way, one of the highest rated quarterbacks in the NFL on Sunday per PFF. He had a grade on Sunday of 86.5. All right. It looks like maybe Josh Allen had a better performance. Sam Darnold had a better performance, perhaps. Let me just look at that again. The guy that tweeted it out. He didn't tweet it out very clearly. I guess it was the third best QB performance per PFF in the league on Sunday. This should not have any bearing on Jaden Daniels' return. When Jaden is 100% and ready to play football, he plays. Because whether or not we think Marcus Mariota is the best backup quarterback in the league and could start in a lot of places and the team could actually win with him, and by the way, they've won two games essentially with him as the starter, even though he didn't start the Carolina game. And let's be fair, he came in against a team that had already been bloodied at quarterback, and they were down 10-0. So he just stomped on Carolina. He brought him down the field against a Cowboy team that was playing for nothing in the season finale. Yesterday was the first legit start. First start for him since 2022. And he played great against a team that wasn't very good. At least it wasn't very good on Sunday. And not, you know, very fresh on Sunday. But I don't know if they could win 9 or 10 games with Marcus Mariota starting the rest of the way and make it to the playoffs. But I do know, or let me just say, I'm very confident in saying that they would not be anywhere near as good of a team as they would be with Jaden Daniels, a healthy Jaden Daniels at the helm. Look, this is week 3 we don't know enough about the injury right now. There just isn't enough information out there. Maybe we will end up learning something about it, but it's a year later and we still don't know really about the rib injury. You know, other than, you know, Jaden saying it was a broken rib in that spot that he did with Justin Jefferson and Saquon Barkley. Okay, but, you know, I'm not even sure that he in that moment wasn't exaggerating a bit. Who knows? But we don't know officially a lot about what happened a year later about the rib injury. We may never learn about what this injury specifically was. This is a different group out there. Good for them. They shouldn't be disclosing a lot of this stuff. They should be making the opponents prepare for two quarterbacks for as long as they can prepare for two quarterbacks. But the question really is this. How would you feel if Washington was super conservative with the return of Jaden Daniels because they were okay with Marcus Mariota? Do you think they'd be right to do that? What if Jaden is 100% this week, but they just don't want to chance it? They don't want to rush him back. He's been out a week and a half. They want him to get his game conditioning back, and Mariota starts against Atlanta. What do you make of just the idea that the organization, even though Quinn said absolutely not tied together, and I believe him, but I have a feeling a lot of people don't necessarily believe him. Do you think Washington should be extra, extra careful because Marcus Mariota is fine? They can win with Marcus Mariota. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I don't know what they can do with Marcus Mariota over 17 games. My guess is if he were the starter for this team, 17 games, best offense he's ever been in, best play caller he's ever had, he'd have an excellent season, but it wouldn't be anywhere near the season that was had last year or the season that would be had if Jaden Daniels was the quarterback. I would say that there's at least a 3-game minimum difference between the two. So I'm not even considering that, but I have a feeling many of you might be. 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.